It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. The Reverend Doug Grivenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no small fear when one steps into the pulpit. You might think that since we are getting ready for the Synodical Convention, we have all these important folks coming into the International Center, that is the reason for the butterflies in my stomach. Nay, it is this gospel, this most oft repeated, well-known and loved gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the folly of God. How often in our own lives, when we encounter those who have betrayed us, have hurt us, have broken our trust, who are just plain stinkers and aren't very nice, how would we be moved to love them so? To give our very being for them. To love them. It's not the natural inclination. It doesn't make any sense in this world. Because this is not the world's ways. I think that takes us back to Nicodemus then. Much has been made of his coming at night. Some say it was because he was afraid of his reputation being hurt. He's going to see this mad rabbi, this Christ. Some say it was because he was so concerned for the public ministry of Jesus that he would come at a time when Jesus was less busy. At least I find in my own reading, as I put myself in the place of Nicodemus, I think the poetic reason of the night connects with me the most. He came as one who was born into the darkness of this world, as you and I are, conceived in sin, in this fallen world and creation, creatures of the flesh, begotten from a fleshly mother and father, infected with sin, sinning every day of our lives, every moment. We are creatures in this darkness. And when the Holy Gospel is sounded, when the Holy Spirit speaks and calls us, He is calling us out of this darkness. He is calling us to sit at the feet of Jesus. As creatures of the flesh, we might think we do well to imitate what Nicodemus does. He doesn't come with a question. He comes with good words, and they are indeed very good words. For truly, Jesus is a teacher come from God. There's nothing false in that statement. But it falls so far short of what we can, what we must, and what we do say as Christians, as those redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And this is where Jesus meets this man in darkness, dwelling in this land of deep darkness, struggling and grasping in the darkness. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born again, in the Greek, anothen, we might also say from above. Unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He does not rebuke what Nicodemus said, but he challenges him to look and see where he is. As I was sitting in my living room last night, I had another Nicodemus moment. Being that I speak on the radio, most folks don't know what this mug looks like, except when I'm here in the chapel. You might notice these are new. Many years ago, my wife and I bought a 4K television. We saved up for it. It's quite nice. I hadn't realized, though, that over the years, what used to be so crystal clear, so amazing and mind-blowing, had become somewhat dulled by the passage of time and the weakness of the flesh. And I get annoyed sometimes because I'm not used to these. I cook the dinner, I bring it out, we sit down, watch our shows on the 4K television, and as I'm sitting down, I look up and go, oh yes, they're in the kitchen. I go get my glasses. I sit down again. And wow, that is a sharp-looking TV. It's almost like I could reach out and touch it. I didn't know what I was missing until my vision was corrected. I think that's what Nicodemus is experiencing here. He knows it's not perfect, it's not right. He's grasping in the darkness, his vision is not perfect. And he comes to the 4K, I should really say the 3, right? The 3-in-1. The perfect, crystal clear sharpness of truth, and life, and salvation that is Jesus, our Messiah incarnate. And Jesus invites him to have new vision. How? Not with ingenuity and science, not with the works of the flesh, the ingenuity of the fleshly mind, or even with the fleshly senses. For faith is not something that we can grasp and see, because it is beyond the fleshly understanding. It takes the work of one beyond the flesh, beyond the created world, to bring that new vision, that new life, that new creation in. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, he is perplexed. We'll leave it at that. Take it at the best reading, right? Best construction. He doesn't understand, so he says, how can one be born again if he's old? You can't crawl back into your mother's womb. Again, Jesus doesn't rebuke him, but he clarifies. He's starting to bring it into focus for him. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. A birth beyond this world. A birth from above. Above all created things, above all powers and principalities and knowledge and strength and wisdom, above born the work of the Spirit. You and I, who have been baptized, joined with the death and resurrection of Jesus by the working of God's Word with the simple water of this world. Well, we see here quite clearly that this is God's work, his sacrament, his action to bring us out of that darkness into the marvelous light of Christ, to bring us from death into life, this birth, this new birth, this true birth from above that makes us new. We see baptism. We see the work of God from above. And Nicodemus yet struggles. Because the wind blows where it wishes. You hear its sound. You do not know where it comes from or where it goes. You know that the wind is there, but it is beyond the fleshly senses. And so it is with the work of the Spirit. Beyond what we could measure or grasp or see, the work of the Spirit beyond our understanding. It is the folly of God to work with such simple things as water and to bind with that his all-powerful word. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And how can this be? By the work of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And thanks be to God. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God now and forever. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, because of your tender love toward us sinners, you have given us your Son, that believing in him we might have everlasting life. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may remain steadfast in this faith to the end, and finally come to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.